Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from AARP. When we ask our Republican sources for predictions about what will happen if they lose the majority, many of them first scoff and say they're still holding out hope in Hillary Clinton won districts. Many races are within the margin of error, they say, and their base voters are energized after the Kavanaugh hearings. How about educated women, we ask? Many of whom were turned off by the confirmation process. There's a lot of noise, they say, so people forget it. But if you can get elected Republicans and their aides to focus on losing the House and ask them how their safe Republican members will react to losing the chamber, you'll get a shoulder shrug. Many will say it's because the leadership didn't support Trump enough. Others will say the party supported him too much and didn't stand up to him when they should have. Many will say it's because they did nothing on health care. Others will say they lost because immigration. The right will say it's because they didn't fight to build the wall. And there will be those who say the GOP needed to cut a middle-of-the-road immigration deal. A whole bunch of people will say it's because Republicans were swamped by Democratic cash from Mike Bloomberg and Tom Steyer. This kind of indecision about what is to blame for a Republican loss will seep into governing and decision-making this fall. The president spoke to the AP and said it's not his fault. In an interview, he said he's doing lots for the GOP. He also said he does not want to blame the Saudis quite yet for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi because that would be another case of guilty until proven innocent. There are 20 days until Election Day. Quite the quote from Nancy Pelosi via the Washington Post Mike DeBonis on the border wall. It's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something people do between countries, Pelosi said. In any event, it happens to be like a manhood issue for the president, and I'm not interested in that. Elena Schneider writes that Democratic challengers outraised Republican House incumbents in 92 House districts in the last 3 months, a staggering mismatch that boosts the odds of a GOP washout in November. Beto O'Rourke reprised Donald Trump's attack on Ted Cruz last night, calling the Texas senator a liar at a debate in San Antonio. That's per the Texas Tribune. Ileana Johnson reports that Heather Nauert, the State Department spokesman, is a candidate to be ambassador to the United Nations. The Wall Street Journal has the gory backstory on Jamal Khashoggi's murder. The Saudis beat and dismembered the journalist, they say, and listened to music while doing so. The New York Times writes that one of the men allegedly involved in the Khashoggi incident was a close ally of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, with whom Jared Kushner is friendly. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Today's episode is sponsored by AARP. The latest issue of Politico magazine series, The Deciders, takes a look at voters over 50 in Pennsylvania who are being crushed by the cost of healthcare. It doesn't matter if they are Republican or Democrat. They don't see hope for themselves or for future generations and are voting for help. View the latest Politico AARP poll results and read the latest issue of The Deciders at politico.com/thedeciders.